Well, it's 10 minutes after the hour, and the Athlete of the Week program is being brought to you by IAD Insurance, with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Hudson High School. We have Grayson Bills, and Grayson, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Well, you're our Athlete of the Week. You had quite a week last week. You caught a touchdown pass, you threw a touchdown pass, and you had an interception. What's going on in Hudson? I thought this was a run-oriented team, and the passing was kind of secondary.
Yeah, you know, we come out most of the game running. We noticed we had to open it up and start throwing so we could put the game away last week.
So you have a perfect record now, 7-0, 6-0 in LCAA. And what's been your toughest game of the year so far?
Well, I think both Ida and Clinton, just physically, probably our toughest games so far. They're both really tough teams and both very physical.
Well, Grayson, you've had tremendous success not only last year and this year, but your team is really a team that is obviously going to be in the playoffs. What do you think you need to do? Despite the success, there's always things that teams really need to be working on. But what are the coaches stressing right now of things that have got to get better, even though, you know, you're off to this great start?
We just need to keep being disciplined, both on defense and on offense. And we got to remember to stay humble, because there's always going to be times where we're down and we can't get full of ourselves.
Now, Grayson, do you play a little defense as well?
Yeah, I do. I play corner.
Now, do you stand almost all the time, or do you rotate defensively so you can catch a break now and then?
Well, it just depends kind of what the score is looking like.
Well, your ground game, and you personally, you've just been a real workhorse the last couple years. What are you doing, and what goals did you set individually for yourself this year?
Well, this year I wanted to reach 2,000 all-purpose yards on offense, and then, I mean, my success is only due to my linemen and my team. If they're not working hard, then I'm not going to be successful.
Now, Grayson, are you a captain on the team?
Yes.
What kind of a leadership role? Now that you're a senior this year, correct?
Yep.
What kind of a leadership role have you taken? And maybe can you give us an example of things that you're doing every day in practice to lead and help the younger guys?
So I have people working under me and running back for the upcoming years, and just being able to teach them, like, the plays and, like, what I do wrong, I explain it to them so they know for future. And then for the leadership, it's just keeping everyone in a good mindset. You know, if they do something bad, it's just keeping them up, because it's all about the next play.
Well, looking at your schedule this week, you've got a Hillsdale team that is having some tough roads here. I don't know if they've won a ball game yet this year. What's your mindset going into a game? Are you looking ahead a little bit to that final game against Berrien Springs?
Well, I think it's just one week at a time. You know, we can't overlook anyone, because if we do, who knows what will happen. We got to have the same mindset going into every game.
And you've probably heard that from your coaches a few times this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't, it's easy, to just look ahead sometimes, but you're right. You take it one game at a time, because you see it all the time. Somebody overlooks somebody and gets nicked up. Grayson, do you have plans to play at the next level and pursue football after high school?
Yeah, I do. I've been doing some camps recently. I did some over the spring too.
So you're hearing from schools that are interested in you?
Yeah.
Well, you're having a heck of a season, and I know You've dropped down a division this year, so it's going to be a different route than normal. Is there any team right away? I know you don't want to jump ahead, but is there anybody right away in Division 8 now that you're looking at?
I guess not necessarily. I know Beale City and Harbor Springs are both really good.
Yeah, those would probably be teams that would be unlikely to see early in the playoffs. But well, you've gotten to this point now undefeated. It looks like that may be how things go. In your going back, how much were you aware of the streak? I know you wouldn't even been born during that streak, but how much has that been talked about over your career in Hudson about the streak?
Well, my grandpa Jim Bills is always mentioning it. Our coaches this week, because it's the 50th anniversary,
right,
this week against Hillsdale, we've been, I guess, going over the atmosphere that they used to have. But before then, I didn't really know much. I knew of it, but...
Well, 72 games is quite a streak, and probably won't be broken for a long, long time. But, Grayson, tell us about your coaches. I know you mentioned you want to be humble during this win streak that you're on right now. Tell us about the coaches and how they approach this.
Well, we come into every game, well, about the same. We watch film. We go over things that we haven't been doing good and things we need to improve on. They're always keeping us in a good mindset, but they're trying not to let us get full of ourselves. So that's basically almost every week, just trying to stay focused on what's to come.
Now, who is your position coach?
So for defense, I have Jake Bovee. And then for running backs, we have Jake Bovee and Peyton Rodgers.
Okay. So how many total coaches do you have on the staff?
Varsity, we probably have around 6, I think.
Okay.
Maybe 8.
All right. And they're doing a good job of keeping you guys humble.
Yep.
Mark.
Well, you've got Hillsdale this week, and I know you're not looking past them, but it should be a situation where you go undefeated in the league, and then Berrien Springs the following week.
Yeah, right.
So it looks like another campaign that may be an undefeated season. Was that a goal for the team to go undefeated? I mean, when you guys really set your individual goals, obviously you wanted to win the LCAA. Was being undefeated part of that goal?
I think always, I mean, it's always part of the goal, but our goal and our vision is to play 14 games and just try and win that last game.
Well, there's not many teams, Grayson, as you know, in the state that can set that kind of a goal as a realistic goal. I mean, everybody wants to win and everybody wants to do things, but realistically, there's only a handful of teams in the state in each division that can do that. And and everything I'm hearing from you, Grayson, is that it's a process. It's one game at a time. Let's take care of business this week and get ready for the next week. So. It sounds like you guys are doing that.
Yep.
Well, yeah, you got that big game coming up tomorrow night, celebration, 50th anniversary of the 72-game streak. And I'm sure Thompson Field is going to be alive and in a great halftime ceremony, I know, with a lot of some of the older players that come back. Do you talk to any of the older players that played back in the day?
Not much. I mean, I talked to my grandpa when he was around back when they had the streak going, and then Coach Luma, I talked to him too.
Is there anybody, Grayson, is there anybody on your staff that was part of that streak? Is there anybody that's coaching with you that was part of that streak?
I don't believe so. Besides Coach Luma, he comes around every once in a while to practice.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time here, but Grayson, we want to thank you for being with us here on Inside the Cave, and congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week after your fine week last week. And we wish you the best of luck and the rest of the way.
Thank you, guys, and thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Grayson Bills, our Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Grayson for being the Iyatt Insurance Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iyatt Insurance Agency, made simple.